Apple One morphed into Apple II, which went further. It was faster, it had text display, color graphics, and its own plastic casing.
It was the first personal computer that a human being, a normal human being, a non-technically oriented human being, could use.
I think Steve Jobs knew that he was onto something big, real big.
But the revolution was about to be sparked on the tail of something quite small. The mouse. Jobs stumbles on the technology in 1979 while touring Xerox. Their Alto computer has a mouse that lets users interact with images on the screen. In that one little object, he sees the future.
I can remember how computers were a bunch of code. You turn it on and you had to type a word or a set of code, letters, numbers, whatever, and you know, and then that would lead to something else. It was like, you know, am I going to get the right code for the mystic in the box to give me what I want?
The mouse. It was so simple. Jobs didn't invent it. He reinvented it. Reinventing, making stuff better, would become his career-long MO. Meanwhile, Apple II sales are robust. The company goes public in 1980, and Steve Jobs is suddenly worth $200 million.
This hadn't happened before for a 25-year-old to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars when he was still young, he was dashingly good-looking, he was this new symbol of entrepreneurship.
Apple continues developing the mouse. Their first computer to feature one, the Lisa, released in 1983, is a flop. Turns out people don't want to pay 10 grand for a PC. But Jobs learns from his failures, and Lisa gives birth to the Macintosh.